All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. And training camp is upon us. So we wanted to start by giving Rico an opportunity for a receipt segment. And I want to do it this way. This team is loaded with stars, right? The Lions have a lot of star players, several of which are under the age of 25. And in order for them to repeat what they did last year, which is to get into a football game where the winner goes to the Super Bowl, just to get back to that point, someone we don't know about is going to have to emerge. That's how football works. So someone who's not a star that becomes a star. And there's one person, there's actually two I come back to. So I'll give Rico an opportunity to bury me twice. But I want to throw... immense pleasure in the receipt segment. The only thing you enjoy more is a visit to your dentist. And that has nothing to do with cabinets. The point I make is, I have a player...
It's not funny. That's not that funny, Kenny.
I have a player on each side of the football that is not a star yet that I think will be. It's going to be my pick. So as we open camp and we can revisit this, you know, I don't know, halfway through the season, you can revisit it at the end of the year. I want to know who your player is that is going to arrive on the scene this year for the Lions. And even though people don't think about them being a driving force right now, they're going to be. So let me give you my number one with a bullet. A player who is not a star, but I think if they're going to do the things many people think they're going to do, if they're going to have this gaudy record people think they're going to have, my selection to arrive on the scene this year and go from anonymity to a star is none other than Jameson Williams. Everything is on the line for J-Mo right now. There's no injury. There's no gambling suspension. There's no nonsense in the offseason. We haven't seen him, heard from him, nothing. The last time we saw J-Mo, he had two incredibly impactful plays in San Francisco. What if that game is the launching pad for J-Mo? To be the guy that I was happy they drafted before I soured on the guy he actually was, and now we return to where it all started. Happy he's here. Jameson Williams is my selection to become a star this year for the Lions on offense. Do you want my defensive one?
I do.
Okay. I think he was drinking out of a fire hose last year. I think he was lost in the shuffle with how good LaPorta was, how good Gibbs was, how good Branch was. Everybody looked at him and went, well, what's wrong with this guy? My selection to become a star this year, especially because of the additions on the D-line, I give you Jack Campbell.
Really?
Jameson Williams and Jack Campbell are the two players, as training camp has opened, that I'm buying as much stock as I can get, and they will be driving forces for this football team this season. 248-539-9797. Kenny, you look upset at me.
David Cannon will vouch for me. The second you started setting up, I looked over and I said, Jameson Williams is my offense, and then I said Jack Campbell is my defense. And that was before anybody said anything about their
shocking,
players.
Considering your drop. I thought you would have been all Jack Campbell.
Hey-o.
So if you agree, call in. If you want to make fun of me, call in. If you have a different selection, the receipts are now. I need a player on offense and a player on defense that is going to rise to stardom this year for this team. So Rico, there are my two.
Right.
You have two picks.
I do.
David has two picks. Kenny has two picks. And there can be duplicates if you like my selection.
Well, I don't know what Dave is going to do, but you're going to have three people saying the same. J-Mo, I said it last year after the championship game against San Francisco. Had they won that game, that would have been his coming out party. I still think it was his coming out party. He had the best day ever. He was everything that you wanted and hoped that J-Mo was ever going to be throughout that game, scoring two touchdowns. He was that X factor. Yeah. The fact that they lost the game, I think a lot of Detroit forgot about it, and they only remember the bad things that happened, the drops, the fumbles, the not kicking the field goal.
Also,
but
correct.
In that game, J-Mo showed me something, and I'm like, if he can do extrapolate this throughout the rest of next season, he's the weapon. And you now know why the Lions traded back to get him. So J-Mo is my guy on offense. On defense,
let me hear it.
I think he's going to become next level. I think he's become that guy that you're going to start talking about top safeties in the league. And I do think it's going to be Brian Branch. I think he is that good. Going back to the interception he had against Kansas City, I'm just like, yeah, it's just something about, hey, this team loves those Alabama players, and the Alabama players come here and they ball out. So Brian Branch, defense, J-Mo for me on offense.
David Hall.
Yeah, I think we are all on the same page offensively. It's Jameson Williams. It is his time. St. Brown even spoke to the media today and said, I know you all always hear me say this, but this is the time for Jameson Williams.
Best shape of his life?
Oh, dear.
Because then it counts.
But the time to believe in him is now, and I truly believe he's going to flourish in his offense. And it started with, and Rico, you said this from the beginning, it started with that NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
The way he looked and the way they used him, oh, he's ready, and I think they're ready.
David,
giving that weapon to Lions Ben fans, Johnson?
Lions fans just blanked out on that game, and all you can remember is every bad thing that happened, and you forget that you could say it was the second was a meaningless touchdown, but it still gave you the opportunity. If you got the onside kick, you still had a chance. He made big plays. He jump-started the game early on that reverse, where the end around that he just took the ball and dink in. So.
And then my one defensively here is this guy is going to take a giant leap forward, and that's going to be Aiden Hutchinson. He had 11 and a half sacks last year, but most of those came at the end of the year, and he was getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I think that will result in more sacks for him, and he'll lean more towards the 15, 16 sack number in my mind.
But here's my beef with that. He's already a recognized brand. I need someone.
But 11 and a half sacks is not recognizable in my mind.
Sure it is.
Mm.
David, look, I'm not telling you got the best of him last year. I think in a lot of ways he reminds me of like Myles Garrett early on, where you're like, dude, there's got to be more here. There has to be more here. But he's already viewed as the face of the Lions.
I guess I'm looking at it as he needs to be the Myles Garrett and the TJ Watt
right,
for their defense.
It's got to be someone who has some anonymity. Everyone around the league knows Aiden Hutchinson. They know he's a good football player. I'm talking about, give me a guy that people don't know that will help propel this team. How about this? Don't worry about Aiden. Give me the guy who's going to help Aiden.
They don't have that guy. I don't believe they
really
have that guy. I don't.
Okay. 248-539-9797. But as camp opens, this is J-Mo time. Like, it has to be now or never for J-Mo. And if this team is going to live up to the gaudy expectations, you know, people calling this station thinking we're winning 14 games, I think J-Mo's got to be that guy. He will unlock a dimension to this offense that will largely make it unstoppable. I mean, think about it. Amon-Ra is 110 catches and 1,200 yards and 8 TDs all day.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Laporte is the best tight end in football. Okay. Jahmyr Gibbs is explosive. David Montgomery's reliable. Your O-line is a non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
J-Mo becomes DeSean Jackson. Prime. How do you stop it? The answer is you don't. They need to stop themselves. So who is your player? And if you just want to have the J-Mo conversation, cool. Maybe he'll call in again and tell me I don't like him.
Are we still doing that?
Oh, sure. The first time he has a bad game and drops 3 balls and I say it, people will accuse you of being a racist. Just like Kenny. Dude, there's a weird element in this town when it comes to J-Mo. You want to defend the kid, defend him. But we keep it on the level with him. If you're playing well, we'll say it. If you're not playing because you're an idiot or you're not playing well, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't blindly defend athletes. I don't get it.
No, I'm with you. And that's why I said I just want Detroit to realize and remember what he did in that game. And, yeah, if he can continue to have a game like that, here's what happens. You don't need him to do it every game, but he becomes that big-time threat where now all of a sudden...
Safety over the top every play. Where's J-Mo? And I got to have deep help.
Well, right. Now all of a sudden Laporta has a great game because you're so worried about J-Mo.
100%. 248-539-9797. By the way, Kenny, 7 horse in the next race. Give you a little price. You don't have to bet Olympic soccer. You can bet something that's like actually real.